What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's Kelly.
And Troy. And we wanted to start this episode by obviously acknowledging what the hell is going on in the world right now and just like how scary and sad and intense it is to be on social media or to have children or loved ones or people that you care about out in the world and like wondering if they're going to be fucking shot by some psycho racist freak. And we just want to acknowledge that at the start of this episode that like we understand that this podcast is an escape for people and that we get it. And we're both like panic scrolling Twitter in between recording.
And I just want to take a second and thank the teachers who are listening. You know, at this point, it's like you guys are on the front lines every day and you're there to, you know, shape students, and you shouldn't have to worry about if someone's gonna bust into your classroom. And you know, even what was it 14 days ago with the grocery store, it's a lot. And you know, we try to stay away from all of that with this podcast, but Troy and I didn't think we could do that this week. You know, we are not meant to consume this much chaos constantly. And if you need to cry it out, cry it out. Like, everyone should own their feelings right now and really feel them and let yourself go through the motions, because this is not normal. This is not a normal experience that people should have. Unfortunately, it's becoming a normal thing. But Troy and I just want to say, you know, we're thinking of everyone who's been affected by gun violence ever. And, you know, teachers, and I don't know what to say, because it's school shootings. It's also shootings in grocery stores and at churches. And, you know, I don't want to be afraid to go into the world.
Yeah.
But it's fucking scary.
It's fucking scary. And like you said, it's like, it's a really dark thought to think like, you know, an elementary school teacher has to be terrified going to work. Like, that is just so, like, it just makes your stomach hurt. And like I said at the beginning, I mean, we both have an awareness that this podcast is an escape for people. And, you know, we're both just very aware of that. And we hope that listening to us talk about these rotted people for an hour can, like, take you out of it for a little bit. I know it's like, you know, we're both the same way. You go right back to your phone after, you're right back in the spiral, your stomach is turning, all of the things. But like, if this can just be a little bit of like a fun escape from our hellscape of a world, then like, you know, that's what we hope.
Yeah. So we hope that you will allow us to make you maybe laugh. I don't know. I know it's weird to even say that, but we hope, yeah, as Troy said, we hope that this can be an escape for you.
And it, listen, I mean, you picked a good day to be here, because we're talking about somebody that we've covered during a live show. So if you came to our New York City show, you saw a little portion of this, a little tiny bit of it in person. But we're going to be talking about Lady Gaga today, and I'm really excited.
Now, before that, Troy and I spent the weekend together.
We did.
We spent all weekend together. Just the two of, not really. Kind of. But Troy was in New York. We did a virtual show. It was based for our Australian audience, but you know, I think a lot of people from like everywhere joined, which was really cool.
Yeah.
But Troy, we got drunk at a hotel together.
We did. And before we get into it, I do, like, we have to say thank you to everybody who came to the show. And it was so fun. We had, like, the coolest people in the group. Like, the people watching the show were all hilarious, like, doing full stand-up in the chat. Like, it was amazing.
I was going to say, the chat was funnier than us.
Yeah, like, I had to keep reminding myself, like, we're hosting a show. I have to, like, not just read the chat. Like, I was just, like, reading it.
Some of you changed your name to Aaron Carter saying, hi, I'm here. So thank you for that.
I'm still waking up in cold sweats. Thank you.
But no, it was really great. And we appreciate everyone who joined. Obviously, there was a lag too that we were trying to get used to.
Yeah.
So we appreciate, like, when you were sitting there in silence, which was just us trying to, like, process everything. You know, it was, we had so much fun though.
Yeah, that was, I can't wait to do that again. It was really, really, really cool. And yeah, and aside from that, we got to hang out for the weekend. I stayed at, like, maybe my favorite hotel so far that we stayed at during our...
Give them a shout out.
Yeah, so I stayed at the Ace Hotel in Brooklyn. It was so gorgeous. The best bar by far that I feel like I've experienced. It was like... It was just really, really, really fun. They had a DJ every night, and they would, like, switch the DJ out. Like, one of the nights he was playing, like, a lot of, like, 80s, like, synthy music, like, Depeche Mode and stuff. So I was getting My Entire Life. It was just really fun.
It was. And Troy and I, usually when we're, like, together, it's chaos because it's, we land, we put the show together, we do the show, we leave the next day.
Yeah.
And we actually had, like, a Sunday together that we could just have brunch and hang out, which was really nice. It was nice to, like, I don't know, just, like, chill with you and not talk about really the podcast at all.
Yeah, it was like a true vacation, you know, like a true little, like, trip. It was really fun. We got to day drink, we got to get brunch. Like, it was, like, it was a really, really fun trip to New York, like, one of my most memorable.
I got to meet your best friend. You got to meet one of my best friends.
Yeah. Kelly got to, if you listen to Dunzo, you know I talk about my friend Katie all the time, and she was actually at the New York show, and Katie came and, like, hung out with us because she lives in New Jersey. So yeah, it was a very successful weekend.
And if we're giving Katie a shout out, we have to say we're on Christina's rooftop.
We were very much on Christina's rooftop. And amazing view. Her apartment is ridiculous. I mean, I didn't even see her apartment, but the building is just absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you guys for allowing us to, like, do this and let this be our lives.
Yeah. This is, like, so fun. It was a real pinch me weekend. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
That we're professional podcasters. Like, what is happening? But we are talking about Miss Stephanie Germanotta today.
Yes.
And I'm excited. Well, I'm actually excited that we're, like, revisiting her in a way, because, like, I wonder if your thoughts have changed or anything.
You know, I've always liked Lady Gaga. Like, I've always liked her. I like her music. I like her vibes in general. Sure, there are some cringy things that she's done. You know, there's definitely been moments like the meat suit and, like, the performance with all the blood and stuff. I don't get it. I know it's art, but I don't get it. But okay. I can still appreciate what she does.
Okay. I get that. I don't know if my feelings about Gaga have ever really, like, changed. I'm a big Gaga head. I guess, like, I could say that I consider myself to be, like, a little monster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm a real big fan of Lady Gaga. But I also, I'm not so delusional that I don't see that she's, like, nuts and, like, takes on different identities and personalities and changes the way she speaks. And, you know, it's like, it's a lot, but I think that that's, like, a part of the whole thing. And I don't know, I have versions of Gaga that I adore.
Mm-hmm.
And there are versions of Gaga that I cannot stand.
I guess when she, like, changes how she looks and speaks and all that, I'm always just like, oh, she's just a theater girl.
Yeah, she's just a little theater, like, a geek.
Yeah, she's a gleek.
Yeah, she really is, like, just, like, that nerdy theater girl. I love most Gaga. I love most Gagas. I will tell you, the one that I cannot stand any longer is award season Stars Born Gaga. I'm done. Okay. I feel like we've been stuck in award season Stars Born Gaga for a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't take it anymore.
Would it be too much for me to ask your top three Gaga songs?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair.
I can do albums.
Okay.
I love the Fame Monster album. So good. I love art pop. I don't want to hear anything about it. and I love Born This Way. But yeah, I'm a little monster. Pause up or whatever.
So I don't know our albums like front to back. I'm a hits gal. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do love Joanne. I know not everybody loves Joanne, but I love Joanne. My top three Gaga songs have to be A Million Reasons,
mm-hmm.
You and I, I'm sorry, not just you. I'm like looking at you. I'm like, you.
I was like, yeah. It took me a second. I was like, what?
Sorry. You and I, I'm sorry. And then Boys, Boys, Boys.
Oh, fun. That song reminds me of Gwen Stefani.
I took a ASL sign language class and we had to perform a song and I did Boys, Boys, Boys.
That's really
good. I don't really remember any of it, but I was like, this is it.
That's amazing. I love that song. But yeah, we're going to be getting into all of the Gaga things today. And a lot of it, I feel like, is what you would expect. And then some of it is like very shocking to people who are not her fans.
I was shocked by some of the stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
So we should start off with who she's dated. She's rumored to have hooked up with Angelina Jolie and Tara Civello. She's been in relationships with Robert Fusari, Speedy Gonzalez, Matthew Dada Williams, Dan Horton, and she's also been engaged to Luke Carl, Taylor Kinney, and Christian Carino. I was obsessed with her and Taylor Kinney, like a disgusting obsession with them.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I thought they were like the perfect hot couple. Cause I guess I loved Avril and Brody back in the day.
Okay.
And this almost gave me Avril Brody vibes.
Oh, I get that. I get like, they're kind of mismatched, but not.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big, well, I don't know if I would say I was a fan because it's, I think that the relationship was kind of dark, but I was really into when she was with Luke Carl because Luke Carl was the guy that she dated before she became famous.
Okay.
And she'll like write in song, like, and she has a lot of songs about him. The Judas is about him and Mary the Night is about him. Like when she sings about like,
drinking. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like he's the one with the bar that she's like at drinking at and stuff. And you and I is Luke Carl.
Oh, and that's where she met Taylor Kinney.
Yeah, Joe Calderon is a version of Luke Carl.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah, so that relationship is wild. We could do a whole episode on that alone.
Yeah, so we're setting this up a little bit differently. So we're going to start with her feuds because I was someone who didn't know that she's been in like a billion feuds.
Yeah.
And it seems like the most prominent, one of the more prominent ones, was with Christina.
Mm.
And the Gaga vs. Christina, we started in 2008. And in 2008, Perez Hilton was invited by MTV to be a VIP guest at the VMAs and host the red carpet. He said on his website that Christina was great, but inspired by Lady Gaga. And I had never heard this before.
Oh, yeah. Gaga became famous because she was compared to Christina. That's how people realized who she was.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it says, in one of Lady Gaga's first televised appearances, she comments on the fact that Christina looks like her and she finds it flattering. This is also at the height of Lady Gaga being compared to Madonna. So was she trying to, like, get rid of the Madonna focus and put it on Christina, do you think?
She, which we will talk about in depthly, but she went through a whole phase of trying to like smudge out other female artists that were like remotely similar to her. So if they did anything like futuristic, if they had blonde hair, if they were pop girl, like she really went out of her way to like kind of derail other people's careers.
Now, would that be like Christina's Bionic era?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently Christina was asked by Out Magazine how she felt about Lady Gaga biting at her heels. And she said, quote, "The newcomer, I think she's fun to look at." She also said one of the things she enjoys most about the newcomer is that she's not afraid to take risks like she's been doing for years. She also very famously said she didn't know if Lady Gaga was a man or woman. I remember that crazy.
Yeah.
Remember Ciara had that too?
Yes, because she had muscles. It's like, were we all just eating wood chips? I mean, like, were we truly just like Neanderthals? Like, what the fuck?
Like, Ciara's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
Right, because she had toned arms. We thought she was a man. I mean, like, what the fuck?
Oh.
So this then got so out of control that Christina had to issue a statement on her website that she doesn't, in fact, hate Lady Gaga. And then Gaga, on the other hand, was going around during her press tour for her debut album saying that she was grateful that Christina, that she was being compared to Christina because nobody knew who she was before people were like, is that Christina Aguilera? Like, really, that got her name out there. So then fast forward a few years, Lady Gaga and Perez Hilton had this massive public falling out. And according to Perez, it happened because Lady Gaga's addiction issues had gotten so out of control that he felt like he could no longer be friends with her. And he was saying that, like, you know, you couldn't talk to her about stuff anymore. She was like completely gone, like in that celebrity, like, yes man kind of thing. And he tried to confront her about it and she cut him out of his life. And I actually believe that, as much as I hate Perez Hilton, I do believe that to be true. And when she did that, he then outed her and said, well, if you're not going to be my friend anymore, then I'm going to out you to everybody and tell everybody how you publicly or how you privately plotted against all these women to try and ruin their careers and that you're not actually this like nice person. So yeah, and that led to Perez begging Christina to then forgive him because he purposely derailed Bionic for Gaga.
And just remember, guys, I forgot to say this at the top of the episode. Everything's alleged in this podcast. Everything we said previous, everything we're going to say, all alleged, all alleged, all alleged.
How crazy is that, though? But he was like, I'm sorry for ruining your career for this girl.
I would be afraid to approach Christina and say something nice to her and hope there was a nice response. Right. Like, I wouldn't be able to go up to her and be like, hey, right. I'm going to need you to like, I'd be afraid.
Me too.
Now we're in 2010, and this is when she was fighting with MIA. So this is from Zimbio.com, quote, "None of her music's reflective of how weird she wants to be or thinks she is. She models herself on Grace Jones and Madonna, but the music sounds like a 20-year-old Ibiza music, you know? She's not progressive, but she's got a good mimic. She sounds more like me than I fucking do," MIA said. And a few years later, she asked Gaga to meet her for coffee and make things right, and Gaga actually ended up going. And then she tweeted, "My mind is seriously blown. Thank you for the visit. I'm glad that we can turn all this bad press beef around and make it positive." MIA was someone for a while. I feel like she was always in the news fighting with people.
I know. I used to be obsessed with MIA. Oh my really? God. Oh my God. It was like creepy how much I loved her.
What was, I mean, obviously great music.
She was just like at the height of like MySpacey kind of music, and that was my favorite music time, like, yeah. MySpace artists, oh my God.
Oh, who was your favorite MySpace artist?
Oh, that's impossible. That's impossible. Sky.
Oh, okay.
Sky is the answer to that question.
To me, I'm like, I found Taylor Swift on MySpace. Yeah. But I think mine would have to be Cute Is What We Aim For.
Oh yes, we love Cute Is What We Aim For. The next feud that is interesting is the one that she had with Katy Perry. This is a big one. Also heavily involves Perez Hilton. So Lady Gaga and Katy Perry have always had this like weird tumultuous relationship. But I actually do believe like Katy Perry has tumultuous relationships with almost every female pop singer. Like, she's not really supportive of other women, as we've learned. And despite having a music video where she literally ejaculates cans of whipped cream on her nipples, she said in an interview in 2010 that in reference to Lady Gaga using Catholic imagery in her Alejandro video, she said, using blasphemy as entertainment is as cheap as a comedian telling a fart joke. Katy Perry said that.
All right, Katy.
Girl, you have fucked a gingerbread man on stage of your show. Give me a break. And then they
literally as a singing piece of shit in her Vegas show.
Literally, that comes out of a toilet. Girl. And they were pitted against each other because Katy Perry was releasing Roar, and that was in competition with Art Pop, and it was a whole thing. And then, of course, we have to talk about her and Madonna, maybe her most infamous feud. It's impossible to talk about Lady Gaga and her history without at some point mentioning Madonna, because we're going to read a lot of blinds about Lady Gaga stealing from other women, and Madonna's a big one. We all know that. Obviously, we could technically do like an entire Lady Gaga Madonna thing, but you could say that it all came to a head during the release of Born This Way, which was heavily compared to Madonna's Express Yourself. It's undeniable that those songs sound alike. Yeah. And this got so petty that Madonna, when she was on her Sticky and Sweet tour, she turned Express Yourself into a mashup with Born This Way to prove that they're the same song. And they perfectly bled into each other. It's the same song. And then Gaga said, I have to be really honest. I was completely kind of floored that Madonna was singing my song on her stage every night. I'm certainly not thinking about anybody but me and my fans and I'm on stage. So the fact that I was on her mind at all, I mean, she's Madonna. I looked up to her for a long time. I'm not quite sure what her intention was to do that in the show, but I don't really care. I think playing into the gossip of the tabloids and, I guess, the fodder of the competition, that's just not what I'm about. She chooses to use her voice that way. She chooses to use hers, and I choose to use mine the way I use mine. All it meant to me was that Madonna Ciccone was singing my song on her stage, and I'm 27. And as a punk rocker from New York, I've basically been hoping that I would become so good that one day I would piss off Madonna. And I just love that.
That is such a good quote.
I know. It really is like, it's like classy and it's like, bitch, fuck you at the same time, you know?
And I'm only 27.
Right. Oh, shit.
The next feud is a new one to me with Kelly Osbourne, who for a long time, maybe even still to this day, I don't know, like, just rubs me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's so grumpy
mm-hmm.
and, like, not nice.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Whenever I hear from her, it's nothing positive.
Yeah.
Although she is pregnant. Congratulations, Kelly. But in 2009, Kelly called Lady Gaga a butterface for not walking the red carpet. She also said she thought Gaga looked pregnant during the time and had gained weight in 2013 after she broke her hip. Considering how open Kelly has been about her weight struggle, fuck mm-hmm. her.
I know. I couldn't believe she said that.
So then it says Gaga ended up writing an open letter to Kelly Osbourne on her website. It's very long, so these are just a few lines from it. Quote, I have empathy for you, Kelly. But I feel like it's culturally important to note that you've chosen a less compassionate path. You work on E with the fashion police, and that's rooted in criticism, judgment, and rating people's beauty against one another. Appearance is the most used reason for bullying in the world. Your show breeds negativity and over the years has even become comedic in nature. It glorifies you and Joan Rivers pointing in the cameras, laughing and making jokes about artists and celebrities as if we're zoo animals. What about your body revolution? It used to make me truly sad when I would hear people talk about your weight when you were young, as I was bullied too. To see you blossoming into a beautiful, slender woman who makes fun of others for a living is astounding. Why not help others? Why not defend others who are bullied for their image rather than share your story? Again, it's one of those like I'm gonna fuck you up, but be kind.
Right. It's like so always so perfectly put.
So apparently Sharon Osbourne got into it. She posted an open letter on her Facebook about how Lady Gaga is full of contradictions. She calls Gaga a bully for penning an open letter to 32 million people. And then Lady Gaga tried to bury the hatchet by sending them a cake, to which Kelly got upset because Gaga has sent the cake to her mom's address and not directly to her. And apparently they made up on Twitter years later.
Yeah. And Kelly really, the thing about Kelly Osbourne is she'll drag a feud out and make it as public as physically possible. Whatever show she's working on, she will talk about the feud on that show all the time. I remember on Fashion Police, she would talk about Gaga all the time, just the same way she used to talk about Christina all the time.
Did Kelly and Christina have issues too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm trying. Yeah, I remember back at the Christina episode. I'm sorry.
Yes. And then Christina like showed up at Kelly's house to like get drugs from Jack. And yeah. She was like, why do you have her here?
Yeah. I remember that now. I remember all that.
But yeah, that was just a fun little, you know, Lady Gaga is so known for her feuds that it was a fun little thing to mix it up.
So we're starting in 2011 with the blinds. The blind items before this were just like silly and just like bizarre. Like, I know we read a lot of bizarre blinds, but hers were just like, I refuse.
Okay, I trust you.
This diva had a little bit too much to drink at a recent Halloween party. She was fine until someone brought up the name of another female artist. Our diva began mocking her rival. When someone made the mistake of coming to the rival's defense, our diva went ballistic and started screaming at them. Quote, that bitch destroyed my career. Don't you ever mention her name in front of me again. The defender backed off and everyone else gave the diva a wide berth for the rest of the night. And that's Christina being mad. Someone brought up Lady Gaga to her.
I also forgot to mention that like, all of her blinds are also about these feuds. So that was a reason we wanted to do that, because at least now you'll understand where all this is rooted from.
And we've also done Katy Perry episode. We've also done a Christina episode and a Bradley Cooper episode. So you might hear some repeat blinds. And by might, you will.
These two big stars created a fake feud a while back to get some publicity. It worked. But now, even though there is no feud, the tabloids are going to make one up to keep the story going. They will soon report that the two hate each other and are demanding to be seated far away from each other at an upcoming award show. In reality, the two are actually quite chummy and have spent some private time together recently when they went through some relationship drama. However, although they are actually friends, they are unlikely to be seen in public together. Why? Because the feuding rumors are so much more interesting than the truth. We dream of the day when these two will cut the feuding act and actually go to parties with each other. Lord knows they would certainly have a blast together. And that's Lady Gaga and Katy Perry.
We're in 2012. This celebrity feud has another round coming up in the next couple of weeks. In the competition for Oscar party guests, this diva has scored a small early victory over her rival. The diva sent out a super early invitation to this very popular singer and secured her commitment to attend her pre-Oscar party. Diva then instructed several of her other guests to do everything possible to keep the singer at diva's party all night. The plan includes bribing the singer's driver to feign an engine problem so once they arrive at diva's party. Diva wants to prevent the singer from attending the party of the rival, scoring points for the diva's popularity and very effectively ruffling the feathers of the rival. So the diva being Madonna, rival being Elton John, and the singer being Lady Gaga.
Oh, I never even put that together. Because Madonna and Elton John hate each other, and Gaga is the godmother to his kids. So obviously, that's not going to be good. I didn't think about that.
And they have hated each other since I can remember.
Yeah, since we were like babies.
Yeah.
Honestly. This fashionable diva is very particular when she travels. Staff records across the hotel chain include the notation, quote, difficult guest. When she stays at one of their hotels, she has her assistant call down to the front desk dozens of times each day and night to demand things that she doesn't want to handle herself. The caller ID always shows her name as Dorothy, the alias that she uses when she travels. When the staff person rings the doorbell to the suite, they have to announce their name, their position with the hotel, and why they are there. When they enter the room, the staff person is not allowed to look Dorothy in her eyes or speak directly to her. Quote, tell them that the thermostat in the room needs to be at 70, not 72. The star's assistant or sibling. Miss Dorothy needs the thermostat in the room to be set at 70, not 72. The hotel worker. Okay, well, here is a thermostat on the wall. If you want to change the temperature, all you have to do is move the lever from 70 to 72. Star. Tell them that I'm not responsible for maintenance issues. The star's assistant or sibling. Miss Dorothy's not responsible for maintenance issues. Sigh. We can't wait for Dorothy Jr. to grow up.
And when we read that, the AC in my hotel room in New York wasn't working correctly. It was a user error, I will say that. But Troy came in and he was like, it is 75 degrees in here. And I'm like, I don't know how to change it. And then our friend came back to the hotel room after the show and she was like, you have the temperature to 42 degrees. And I was like, I know, I'm trying to cool the room. She's like, you can't have a 30 degree difference.
I was like, Kelly, as much as I love you and want to stay in here and kiki with you girls, it feels like the devil himself set the thermostat in here. It was the hottest room I've ever been in.
It was rough, but then we figured out the issue and it was me.
That's so funny.
Female singer C is blaming everyone except herself for her latest album's poor sales. She's taking out her frustration by mocking singer D, who she tells friends is a low-rent ripoff of herself. The reason this is laughable is because there is a song on Singer C's own current album, which was clearly ripped off from a third singer. So that is Singer C being Madonna and Singer D being Lady Gaga, but it doesn't say who the third singer is.
Or the song. That's so annoying.
Or the song. Do better. Do better with these reveals.
Especially for the gays. We're now in 2013. Which theatrical pop star who has been taking time off to heal from a physical injury has also been battling an addiction problem and checked herself into a rehab center? One witness says that the person almost unrecognizable without all the costumes, wigs, and makeup, but was serious about getting help. In the past, this person has admitted using drugs and drinking, but didn't want the fact that they went to get treatment to be announced. So they did it undercover while the public and press were focusing on the different medical issue. And one thing about Gaga is that she has always said that when she records albums, she like leans into her addiction. So when she's recording, like she'll like smoke weed all day and all night, not leave, become manic depressive, like drink more. Like she literally becomes an addict. And then she'll kick her addiction during like the press tour and stuff and like the tour. But she always like leans into like becoming an addict when she records, which is crazy.
That's wild.
I know.
That's crazy. She has control like that.
I know. And it's like, do you?
Yeah.
You know?
When's your next album?
Right.
Yeah. These two A-plus list celebrity / singers used to be very good friends. Never great friends, but the older of the two was willing to pass the torch to what she thought was a worthy successor. Then the younger of the two decided to try and steal the older celebrity's manager for herself. Not a good move. Then the younger celebrity started hanging out with the older celebrity's ex, one who knows all the secrets, and the younger one was pumping the guy for information. Even slept with him a few times, just so she could say she had slept with the same guy that the older celebrity had been with. If she wanted to continue that game, she would have slept with a whole lot more than one. But she thought this guy was special, so figured it counted for extra. The younger celebrity also has been accused of stealing some things from the home of the older celebrity. Nothing high dollar, but very sentimental. The final straw, though, came when the younger celeb took credit for the older celebrity's latest project, saying that she had done the whole thing for the older celebrity, but wanted to do it as a favor. Not true and not appreciated. And the younger celebrity has found it tough to do anything now because the older celeb has told many people as she cannot, because the older celeb has told as many people as she can not to work with the younger celeb. And that is Cher with Lady Gaga. It says probably Cher's ex, Greg Allman or Rob Camilletti. And it says that Lady Gaga leaked The Greatest Thing, which is a duet between her and Cher. She really went right after the big dogs, huh?
Yeah, and she said, so I think that that's referencing, she was on Watch What Happens Live, and she told Andy Cohen, he was like, you know, like, we know that there's this song that you recorded with Cher, like, are we ever going to hear it? And she was like, she said, like, I produced the song. She basically tried to make it seem like she did the whole song, and that it was like an honor for her to work with Cher, but it was her song, and that the reason she chose not to release it is because she didn't think it was perfect enough. Like, as if Cher was like this like feature.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? But like Lady Gaga wrote it and produced it and decided as an artist it wasn't right. And like Cher was just nothing. Like, I guess that's what they're alluding to.
Even if all that's true, you can't act like Cher is a feature artist.
Right. You can't act like you chose to not release a Cher song, girl.
Yeah.
You know, like... After all the negative press lately about the A-minus list celebrity slash singer who used to be A-plus list, she's getting a little help from She's getting a little help from a group in society who make their living not always on the right side of the law. Hey, she's family, so they watch out for her and are being nice and spending large to get positive reviews for her. But if you don't agree, when they start getting hassled and a few threats are thrown your way, they can make you feel very uncomfortable. And that's Lady Gaga's connection to the mob, which I believe.
This forever A-list diva interacted as little as possible with the current A-list celebrity singer diva in training who wanted to hang out with the superstar. The superstar told her to come back in a few years when she'd not been copying someone and when she was off the drugs and off the shock. I'm guessing shock meant shock value. It would make sense. And that's Barbara Streisand not wanting to be near Lady Gaga at Glamour's 2013 Women of the Year Awards.
Wow. We're now in 2014. This former A-plus list singer slash celebrity who was dropped to A-list tried to steal all of the attention away from the guests of honor at a party this weekend. Our former A-plus lister was being obnoxious and saying it was great they were honoring so-and-so, but our A-lister sold more records and has done more for the world and wouldn't shut up talking about herself all night. She's made a lot of enemies. And that's Lady Gaga and Carole King.
Again, just swinging with the big dogs.
Right, like the old heads do not like Gaga.
Which former BFFs turned supposed enemies, consisting of a former A-list pop diva and an infamous blogger, are possibly back to being friends again? They were seen hugging it out at an New York City lunch date a few weeks ago. Makes you wonder if their, quote, feud was faked. When was it where Lady Gaga was telling people Perez was stalking her? Was it around this time or was that, like, way earlier?
It was, like, art pop time. Like 2013, 2012-ish, I would say.
Okay, so a little bit before 2014.
Yeah, and I know that there's like a ton of blinds where NT thinks that they faked that, because I remember reading those at our live show, but I don't agree with that.
I think it was real?
Yeah, like even if they've made up and like, yeah, sure, maybe they are hugging now, you know, but like, I don't believe that that whole thing was fake. Like it made them both look really bad and her album performed horribly.
Oh,
like art pop is like known as one of the albums that ushered in like this flop era conversation, like, which I hate, but I don't think that's true. Like it was like a huge detriment to her life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe that. This A-list singer has been known for having, this A-list singer has been known to have her fans purchase coke for her and other drugs so she never has to actually pay for it herself. Most of the time, the fans who buy it for her just get a quick thanks. Lots of times, they just ask to pass it over to a bodyguard and they never get to say anything to her, to their idol.
What music industry trade publication is now number one at sucking up to the stars? They've accepted payola cash from that eccentric songstress and that hip-hop power couple to write good articles about them while trashing a diva who's benefited from their past help. Now the publication is Rolling Stone, the eccentric songstress being Lady Gaga, the hip-hop power couple, Bay and Jay, and the diva, it says either Madonna or Mariah. I don't know why I think it's Mariah. I don't know why.
I could see it being Mariah. The dad of this A-list entertainer lost about $500K on a huge bet he made on the Belmont Stakes. Now his daughter had to cover the loss, and it has become a habit, but she never says no. And that's Gaga and Joe Germanotta.
Big fights almost daily between this former A-plus list singer and her actor boyfriend over her continued drug use. It's becoming excessive, but she thinks she doesn't have a problem and refuses help. She says it's just to help her cope and relax. And that's Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney fighting.
What former A-plus list diva demanded that her segment for that East Coast-based Xmas TV special be pre-taped a few days in advance because she doesn't want to interact with that former A-list songstress. She's never liked her and thinks that she's a has-been. Pot meat kettle. So the A-plus list diva being Mariah Carey, because she didn't show up, she had to perform live. The A-list songstress Lady Gaga, and the event being the Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Whoever runs Mariah Carey's social media does such a good job.
Oh, they kill it. Some homosexual is killing it.
If you're listening, you're doing great.
Yeah.
So we're in 2015. What former A-list songstress is bringing that guy whom she was fake feuding with as her date to the Grammys? Her fans are going to be in meltdown mode. And that's when people thought she was going to bring Perez Hilton to the Grammys. And the following blind, it's a Grammys blind, quote, "That bitch has some motherfucking nerve to get up and walk out during my performance. The permanent A++-less icon on her arch rival being AWOL during her number. If you asked any of the other celebs in attendance last night, they were glad she left too." And that's Madonna and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, according to the blinds, like, Lady Gaga has no celebrity friends, really.
Yeah.
They
maybe
just
Mark
don't.
Ronson.
Yeah, literally. Since he missed out on being her date to the Grammys, this blogger and friend of that former A-list pop singer will be her date to an even bigger event, the Oscars. They're soon going to announce that they're no longer fake feuding, and he's dropping hints on Twitter. Her fans are catching on onto the two scheme, and they're not happy about it.
This former A-plus turned A-minus list singer got hammered the other night and was wearing something that kept opening to reveal her bare breasts. Diners who were near her said that she basically ended the night topless. Listen, if I see Lady Gaga at a restaurant, I'm going to assume at some point she's going to be topless.
Yeah, I mean, to even write a blind about that, that's like, you may as well write a blind about her not wearing pants.
Right.
Get it. Come on. Like, what year is it? This B-list, really good-looking male singer who has also done some modeling and television is telling everyone about the massive coke party he had with this other very good-looking B-list, mostly movie actor who recently ended a forever run on a cable show. And this former A-plus list singer turned A-list different kind of singer. It's a lot of description. Apparently, it was a coke party for the ages. So the B-list male singer being Nick Jonas, the B-list male actor being John Hamm, and the A-list singer being Lady Gaga.
This former A-plus list singer turned A-minus list wannabe actress insists that all of her employees now call her queen. Apparently, she thinks it's some kind of Game of Thrones character.
And we're now entering 2016. This former A-list singer for the briefest of times, who was an A-list songwriter, can't stand this former A-list singer turned A-minus list, who also does a crappy job of acting on the side. Our A-plus list singer-songwriter has been taking every opportunity to remind the world how PR spin does not mean the general public likes you or wants you in their life. She also thinks that the singer slash actress steals a lot of material and takes credit for things that she did not do. And that's Linda Perry, who apparently can't fucking stand Lady Gaga. Oh my God, it's crazy.
If I could have two songwriters in my life, it would be Linda Perry and Max Martin.
Oh my God, yeah. That's like, oof, I would love a Linda Perry album. You're like, yeah. be my therapist and my producer and songwriter. Thanks.
If Ashley Simpson ever made a comeback, I would want it to be a Linda Perry album.
Oh my God. That's the most amazing thing you've ever said.
Oh, thank you.
That's iconic.
And just so you guys know, Linda Perry, if you're not aware, she produced Misunderstood, Misunderstood, mm-hmm. Pink's Misunderstood, and Stripped.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's Christina. This former A-plus list singer turned A-minus lister slash part-time actress is trying to show she supports Kesha by breaking off her association with that pig of a photographer, but they're going to do a shoot next month. So by then, I guess she'll forgive him for being a pig. And that's Lady Gaga still working with Terry Richardson. Oh, the Kesha of it all, just in Hollywood in general. That's definitely a paywall episode.
Yeah. Kesha's got to be paywall. Do you remember, I don't know if there's any blinds about it, but like a few years ago when that alleged text message was leaked between like Gaga and, was it Kesha?
Mm-hmm.
About how Katy Perry won't stop working with
Dr. Luke. Yeah. And she was on Kesha's side 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Lady Gaga has been very open about having worked with a producer when she recorded The Fame that like locked her in a recording studio and like sexually assaulted her for like days and wouldn't let her out. She talked about it on Oprah. So like, I don't know. That's got to be crazy to then know people like Katy Perry who literally just refuse.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Luke is still getting Grammy nominations to this day. It's insane.
Yeah.
And I always think Kelly Clarkson was one of like the first people to speak out against Dr. Luke and be mm-hmm. like on Kesha's side.
Yeah, she was the first person I ever heard publicly be like, I'm not working with him.
Yeah.
Of course. It's,
I know, Kelly. Kelly Clarkson doesn't get the credit she deserves.
The best. This is an Academy Awards blind. This former A-plus list singer turned A-minus lister slash part-time actress was turned away from a party, even though the host who hates her was out of the country. And that was her trying to show up to the Madonna party in 2016. This former A-plus list singer turned A-lister is not above sleeping with the same sex to get what she wants. She will deny ever doing it, but she did just that because she wants the woman to put in a good word for a very successful relative. And that's Lady Gaga fucking Samantha Rodson. Oh my God. And this former A-plus list singer turned A-minus list slash part-time actress is trying to get quoted about how much she loves Prince when everyone knew that he couldn't stand her. Everybody hates Gaga. What the fuck?
I have a question. Did Prince like anybody?
He liked Beyonce.
Oh, well,
he did like
that makes Beyonce. Sense.
Yeah, that's all. The only one that I know.
For sure. Is Beyonce.
Literally.
Apparently, this A-minus list singer who keeps dropping because all she wants to do is act got into a huge fight with her acting boss yesterday. She screamed at him for not pushing her for an Emmy. Seriously, get over yourself. And that's Lady Gaga fighting with Ryan Murphy.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody who like so openly wants awards.
Yeah, that's so true.
Lady Gaga wants an Oscar. She wants the Golden Globe. She wants the Emmy. Like, she wants that shit bad.
I feel like she tries too hard and she doesn't have to because she is so talented.
I know. I hate
it. Like, if you weren't so annoying during award season, maybe things would be different.
I hate when she goes into Oscar Gaga. She's worst. Like,
she's on her knees in front of Bradley Cooper singing to him.
Oh my God. And like holding her heart and talking with a fucking transatlantic accent. Like she's an actress from the silver screen. Like, girl, get a grip.
Get a grip. I haven't heard that in so long.
In an effort to revive her music career, this former A-plus list singer turned A-minus list singer / part-time actress is straight up stealing songs. She has no intention of paying for them and hopes to strong arm her way through any lawsuits.
This A-minus list singer trying to get her singing career back on track is not doing a very good job with the press or her fans, who are really starting to turn on her. You can't just keep blowing the fans off and treating the press like crap if you want to sell records. And then the following blind. This A-minus list singer / part-time actress is trying to get some PR for her new music and tour and is leaking that she's buying Sharon Tate memorabilia. She thinks it makes her sound edgy and cool. Okay, you know how we talked about like how Marilyn is treated really like kind of gross after I feel the same about Sharon Tate.
I agree. Like, that's a human being that was murdered while she was pregnant.
Yeah. And, like, that's it. Like, please stop being fucking weird with her.
Yeah. Like, stop, like, fetishizing her.
That's the word.
I know that Gaga bought, like, she does buy, like, dead celebrity memorabilia. Like, she has a ton of Michael Jackson's, like, most iconic items, like his glove, I think she has his Thriller jacket. Like, she like owns all of his clothes and she keeps them in like these like hyperbaric crazy, you know, things or whatever. So I know that she does that. I don't know if that's like disingenuous to say, you know, like if she thinks it makes her look cool, but it is weird to be doing that with Sharon Tate.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliyei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest, and how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
And as a monster, I have to ask you, as a little monster with your paw raised up high.
Yes.
Were the fans turning on her at one point?
Oh, yeah. She definitely, for sure, had to claw her way. Gaga's acting is a response directly to her fans turning on her.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason she started acting.
Okay, I didn't know that.
She had to pivot out of music and do something else because people were like, I think that they had just, like, she had combusted, like, the costumes and the things, and then, like, art pop didn't really work, and she just sort of imploded. And then when she came back with Joanne, that's why she was like a jean shorts and t-shirt girl.
Yeah, anyone who's overexposed like that, they have to take some time off and pivot and figure it out,
right?
And that's, it's gotta any be singer
for sure celebrity. I feel like it has to be hard too when like the public doesn't really like know who you even really are, like, you know, like nobody knows who Gaga really is, even especially at that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now in 2017. The fake feud thing really needs to go away. The one between the blogger and the A-minus list singer / part-time actress is the fakest of fake. I mean, the blogger set her up with a guy that she's been seeing for a bit, and they even shared the same agent. I don't understand what's fake about it if they fought and made up.
Right.
why does that mean that it has to be fake?
I mean, I trust you with this.
I think it's real. I don't know. I could be wrong.
It did make him look really bad.
I know. Like, why would he want to look like a stalker?
This former A-plus list singer turned A-minus list singer who doesn't have her heart in singing any longer knows she's caught in a box and is going to end up bringing her fellow singer down. Those written lies will always come back to haunt you. And that's regarding Lady Gaga's text to Kesha. About Katie still working with her. With Dr. Luke, I'm sorry.
I love when our questions get answered on their own.
I know. People were so mad at us about the Mike Comrie stuff in the Hillary episode.
Oh, I know. I know. Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
One person who's already throwing Renee Z under the bus is this now A-list singer who would rather act. She's calling everyone she knows and talking smack about Renee and also Renee's boyfriend, which has nothing to do with anything. And it says, in parentheses, Renee will star as Judy Garland in a new movie about the new, about the show business legend, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, obviously Gaga wanted to play Judy Garland.
You can't play everybody, Lady Gaga.
She would have been, oh my God, she would have been so annoying.
I didn't watch the movie because, you know, I don't watch new movies. but I heard Renee was great.
Renee's always great.
And she was nominated and stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah, she was. And Gaga would have been annoying as fuck during that press tour. Oh, my God. Even thinking about it is making me want to just die. Oh.
The drug use from this former A-plus list singer turned A-lister slash wannabe actress is out of control. No one in her camp will ever suggest rehab to her. I've never seen a bigger group of enablers. All they want is to keep her close and make money off of her. Most know if she goes to rehab and gets sober, then they will be kicked to the curb.
The singing was great. The acting sucked. Apparently the acting really sucked and the editing is going to take forever to try and get something something usable out of her acting. I did mention it sucked, right? Not the only reason the movie is delayed, but a big part of it. I think our A-lister is going back to focusing on music. I also think the A-plus list co-star of hers should be a little more kind to the foreign-born model because she is about to start spilling about one of the most notorious ex-relationships, and that is Gaga and Bradley and Irina. And I know, so we talked about this during our live show that I was really confused by how, like, the blind items all said that A Star Is Born was, like, this big disaster and, like, that nobody was getting along and like, nobody on the set liked her. And then the movie came out and, like, everybody loved it or whatever. So, like, well, that must have not been real. But I kind of still feel like maybe it was a disaster and that the movie doing well was, like, a fluke.
Yeah, I agree. I bet you Lady Gaga isn't the easiest person to have on a movie set.
Yeah.
I liked A Star Is Born. I thought she did a good job.
I hated
you don't.
It.
I hated you don't.
I hated it, but I thought it was fun to watch.
Yeah, maybe I just liked the singing, honestly.
That was the best part.
But even, like, Halsey got hate. People were like, why is Halsey in this? And she's like, I just did a little cameo. Why are you so mad at me?
I know. Wasn't she, like, the SNL guest or something?
She was an award show person.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah.
He announced an award or won an award or something happened there.
When Bradley went up and peed himself.
Yeah, and everyone was like, fuck you, Halsey, on Twitter. And she's like, what?
Yeah, I gotta give it another watch, but I've only seen it the one time and I was like, what is this Lifetime shit?
I mean, it's there are corny moments, like the nose thing.
Oh God, yeah. There's hey, just something
I just want to see you again.
Oh God, pretty lady. So we're now in 2018 and this is a Grammys blind. Which two female singers, both nominated for Grammys, flipped each other off when they were on the red carpet, even after the recently released news about singer number one knowing about singer number two's sexual assault? They still hate each other's guts, and that's Lady Gaga and Kesha.
Do you feel like maybe Kesha got mad because Lady Gaga knew and didn't say anything until, like, way later?
I would assume that has to be what it is. I mean, I'm sure Kesha probably expected like the women in the industry would like say something.
I actually agree with you. The women in the industry did not have her back. Mm-mm. At all.
Mm-mm.
I mean, people are still working with him.
Yeah, it's really shitty. And it's like, it's hard because it's like, you don't know. Like, I was even thinking about like our Ashanti episode when I was reading that. And like, it's like, you don't know who's strong arming somebody to not say things or how they're being threatened or, you know, what they're having held against them if they say something. You know, that part of it, I do think has to be taken into account, you know? Because it's like not fair to think like the women of the industry have to be the ones to solve them all being raped,
mm-hmm.
you know? But at the same time, it's like, let's have some fucking camaraderie. Like, this is a girl who's written songs for a lot of you fucking people.
Exactly. Yeah, Kesha is a great songwriter. She doesn't get credit for that.
Yeah.
That's so true. And we talked about this on the Ashanti episode, guys. And basically what we said is, you know, when you hear about a casting couch or something, it's like, oh, movies only. People only think of movies. Mm-hmm. Whereas they don't think of these female musicians going through the same, if not worse, stuff.
Mm-hmm. Being locked away with these men for weeks, months, you know, like Gaga being locked in a recording studio with some guy that the record label is saying, you have to work with this person. You have no option and will sue you if you don't. And he's fucking raping her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So yeah, I agree. But I think that we saw, I mean, obviously this was before, but we saw the extent of how shitty the women in the music industry can be when none of them said anything about Free Britney until it was like very common.
That's so true.
You know?
Was there anyone who spoke out again for that?
Initially at the beginning?
Maybe Courtney Love?
Courtney Love was extremely vocal. Mm-hmm. And Iggy Azalea.
Oh, yeah.
Iggy Azalea saying, like, you know, that whole thing was weird and that I wasn't allowed to, like, be alone with her and stuff.
And she got so much shit for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember everyone was like, what do you mean? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was like, I'm telling you my experience.
Which now we know was probably some fucking hillbilly bots hired by Jamie Spears.
I know.
He's like, gator.
This former A-plus list singer is playing down her being denied an invitation to the Met Ball tonight, but she called in a million favors to try and get the invite. Anna was not having it. By my count, this former A-plus list singer turned A-list singer actress has 14 different doctors and always looking for more so she can keep getting her pills. In the following blind, the PR folks for this former A-plus list singer turned actress who steals music from those who can't challenge her have insisted that when possible, the singer be referred to as a movie icon because her large body of work in film, I can actually see that.
Me too. And it should also be stated that a lot of people believe this is a conspiracy. I'm not saying that I believe it or that Kelly believes it. I'm just saying it because they're talking about it. But a lot of people believe that Lady Gaga, who is very open about her spasms or her muscle spasms, like everything going on with her hip, that it's like a front to get pills and to doctor shop.
Oh.
And
I'm sure her documentary didn't help with that either.
Right. So I'm just saying that that's like a thing that's out there. I don't know if it's true. This A-list mostly movie actor is fairly good at keeping a straight face, but during a recent presser for his new movie, the actor almost lost it when his singer co-star started going off about some crap story that made no sense whatsoever. She just expects people to fall for whatever she's spewing.
And we already know what that was. We're going to assume.
Yeah.
There are going to be 99 people in the room and all you need is one to believe in you. And then she looks at Bradley and she was like, and he was the one to believe in me.
And every time he has to shake his head up and down and say, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I say that about Troy. This is a Mr. X blind. Which singer slash actress who might get nominated for an Oscar next year for pulling off the comeback of 2018 was overheard screaming and crying to her agent slash lover over the phone for not getting her role of one of her idols in an upcoming TV miniseries? It got really nasty and she hung up on him. She really wants that EGOT. And that's Lady Gaga not getting the role of Amy Winehouse.
Can you imagine?
You can't play everybody.
And like, the thing is, because like, you know, Gaga would go like full meta, like full in it, full like, I am Amy Winehouse. Like, she would start walking around New York City as Amy, and like, she would be so annoying. And I'm just picturing her trying to sing also as Amy. The whole thing is inappropriate.
She would buy Amy's clothes.
Oh, she would like smoke her actual cigarette butt. She'd like find them. Oh God.
And it's so like disingenuous, because at first she really wanted to play Judy Garland, one of her heroes. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, Amy Winehouse is actually one of my heroes too. Like, just because you have so many influences, it like doesn't mean you can just be them.
Right. And like, how much do you think Amy Winehouse would have wanted you to play her? Not at all. Not at all. You're lucky she isn't haunting you for working with Tony, to be honest.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Totally. Because all the stuff that he's doing, that he has done with Gaga, he would have done with Amy.
Yeah.
You know? This is another Mr. X blind. The record label caved into harassment from the team of this former A-plus singer turned actress, which at that point included a certain blogger. This former A-plus singer turned reality star turned B-list singer is trying to blame everyone else but herself for her album flopping. And that again is Gaga, Perez, and Christina.
So now we're in 2019 and we have a Golden Globes blind. Defying a publicist, a reporter asked this A-list singer slash A-list actress about her support of R. Kelly. The actress replied, "That's not why everyone is here tonight." How do you feel about that, Troy?
Her working with him?
Yeah.
I felt kind of split down the middle about it. I felt like she should have known better. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was insane that she chose to work with him. Just on such like an obvious level. But then on the other hand, I felt like people randomly chose to use her as the example of not working with R. Kelly, when literally everybody that we've ever known has worked with R. Kelly post us knowing that he peed on a little girl.
Yeah.
So I just think it's ridiculous. Like, when people, the whole world is like, "Oh, well, I just watched a documentary about it." Okay. Thousands of other artists have worked with R. Kelly post that tape, post his trial, post his arrest. I just thought it was weird that she was like the example, just because it was like fresh again on people's minds. Like, what? Oh, did you not know that he changed Aaliyah's fucking date of birth on her birth certificate to marry her 20, 30 fucking years ago? Like, I thought that was really weird, but I understood the outrage at the same time. I was like, well, of course, like, it's R. Kelly. Like, at this point, you should know better, you know? So it's like both.
Yeah, no, I feel the exact same way. You just articulate things better than me, Troy. That's why I picked you up for that. Thank you. But no, I completely agree with you. You know, I don't think it's fair to single her out when the whole music industry was doing it.
The studio and the singer slash actress are dumping nearly $500K in ads, not only in the trades and billboards, but also a series of articles in the weekly tabloids praising the singer slash actress. But more importantly, the ad buy prohibits any mention of the two other major competitors. So that's Lady Gaga, Warner Brothers, and the other major competitors being Glenn Close and Olivia Colman. Glenn Close?
Can you imagine trying to like ice out Glenn Close?
I don't like that. I don't like that.
And Olivia Colman is a great actress too.
Totally. It's like, girl, know your place. We understand you went to drama school. That's Glenn Close.
Can I tell you something? You're not going to like this.
Okay.
She gives me like Rachel Berry vibes.
Oh, I would hope. Because that would be accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page here.
Imagine if Rachel Berry one day was like, I know what I'll do. I'll be avant-garde. That's Gaga.
Do you remember on Glee when she like sends that girl to a crack house? Yeah. Lady Gaga sending Glenn Close and Olivia Colman to like...
Oh my God.
Don't believe the hype. This foreign-born A-list model who really would rather act has never even followed the A-list singer slash actress she was supposed to have unfollowed. It's the actress slash singer trying to drag on the romance publicity with her co-star. She loves the attention. Poor Irina. I mean, not poor Irina, because she got a lot of money, a lot of publicity, but like, I could picture her being like, I never fucking followed her to begin with.
Right. Could it be that a certain semi-star is spiraling out of control? So say people close to the actress who claim that she has much in common with the name of her mega hit as she does with a Jeffrey Osborne song. While all her success should thrill her, she's dangerously close to the borderline and possibly requires medical intervention. Some are concerned for her well-being, while those in her clan have a blasé attitude. You only have one life to live.
The PR team of the singer slash sometimes actress just won't stop. The larger tabloids are not biting any longer at the hooking up with the A-plus actor thing, but other websites are, and it just won't stop. Well, he does do fake romances, so maybe her team will get their wish, but it would be a disaster. He likes wallflowers who show up when and where they're supposed to be, wearing as little as possible, and then get photographed with him before he sends them on their way because they want to check in the fame. I think a more likely answer would be the return of his foreign-born model ex or her sister. So that's Lady Gaga with Bradley Cooper, and then Irina sticking around, or him maybe hooking up with Sookie Waterhouse's sister, Imogen.
When people thought that Gaga and Bradley were real, that was one of those moments where I was like, wow, there really is a huge difference between people like us and the rest of the world, huh?
Yeah, I was like, you guys know they're actors?
And like, it was so glaringly obvious that it was fake that like, it was just crazy to me that like, you can live in such different worlds, like people who read news like this and people who don't. Like, they really thought that that was like real.
I have someone who does not believe any blind ever in my life. And it's very frustrating. And they're like, well, you know, I always just want to know like more behind the scenes stuff. I'm like, no, that's what a blind item is supposed to be, behind the scenes stuff.
Right. That's the point. literal point of the whole thing.
And then it's like, how do you know? I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah. How does People Magazine know? How does Us Weekly know? Hey, it is the PR people of the singer and the singer herself who spread the rumors that she was involved with the A-list mostly movie actor. So don't get angry at your fans when they ask you about the relationship that you said was happening. I do remember that.
Yeah. In the following blind, even as she's yelling at fans, this A-list singer slash actress told some friends that she's trying to have a PR relationship with this actor. He wants no part of it. And of course, we read those for the Bradley Cooper episode.
This A-list singer slash wannabe actress quietly put a duet back on some song services that she had publicly pulled while trying for positive PR. And that was when they took her song with R. Kelly off of Art Pop, and then they put it back, and then they took it off again. I'll do the next one too. The PR team of this A-list singer slash actress is out of their minds. They are trying to peddle a story that this foreign-born permanent A-list celebrity wouldn't stop hitting on the singer slash actress. That's not true at all. And that's David Beckham and Gaga.
I'm not saying David Beckham is some perfect husband, but come on.
Right.
Anything he's doing, it's behind closed doors, never in public.
Yeah, and it's with like a bartender.
Yeah, he loves a bartender. He does. Allegedly.
He does. Yeah.
The A-list singer slash wannabe actress who thought she would have roles thrown at her right and left after last year is discovering no one really wants to hire her for straight acting gigs. She's going the way of other A-listers who then try and have people create projects so they can star in those, but it's never worked out. And apparently she is writing her own screenplay of her life story. Honestly, I don't think that's a bad idea for Gaga.
I don't think so either. I think it would be really cool to see her write something, like a movie or a TV show or something.
Yeah, she's so creative.
Yeah. We're now in 2020. This A/A- list singer/sometimes actress put the A-list everything in her mind performer on blast. She knows there will be lip syncing today, even though the singer/sometimes actress didn't when put on the same place. And that was when Lady Gaga, that was such a random moment when she tweeted that very shady tweet at Jennifer Lopez that was like, I better not see any lip syncing, girls.
Do you think she then streamed Ashanti?
Yeah.
Shakira outperformed J-Lo by a billion.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I'm just like a hater when it comes to J-Lo. I can admit it. But Shakira did great.
She did. I'm going to be honest. So I thought J-Lo did really good, too. That pole thing.
Okay, maybe. In addition to not helping family members paying off debts she used to, this A-list singer/sometimes actress is once again facing accusations her charity is just a personal bank account for the singer. I've talked about it before, but things are even worse than before. And that's Lady Gaga in her father's restaurant, Artbird, and Whiskey Bar in Grand Central Terminal, along with the Born This Way Foundation. I feel like a lot of people just assume celebrities use their charities as a bank account.
For sure.
Hmm.
This A-list singer who wishes she was an actress has several Finsta accounts that always praise the singer while always trashing the permanent A-plus list one named singer. They really do hate each other. And that's Gaga and Madonna.
Troy, do you have a Finsta?
I do. And I use it to test and see if Instagram will block my copyrighted music. That's all I use it for.
And you send me mean DMs.
Yeah, I send you hate messages.
I don't have a Finsta, and I feel like that's surprising.
That's shocking.
Yeah, I don't have one. The A-list singer who would rather be acting made it seem as if she was donating six figures to charity. Nope, it's a company that's doing it. And that is when her Chromatica lines up $100,000 for World Central Kitchen, and that's working with Postmates. I don't know. She helped raise that money, though. Like, Postmates is making the donation, but with Lady Gaga behind it, it made it even bigger.
Right.
So, the fake feud between the blogger and the A-list singer/sometimes actress continues. He did confirm her heavy drug use, though. And that's what you said earlier. That he was like, nope, she was a drug addict.
Yeah. The darkness. I think all too often when people discuss the darkness in Hollywood or the elite, the people being spoken about tend to be older, which is true. At one point, they were young too, though. Looking at some people emerging, though, to take their place, a couple have stood out, and they are both female singers. One is a one named A-lister, Beyoncé, who has shown she is willing to do whatever it takes to get ahead of people or control people. She'll host gatherings at her house where she gets rid of the weak. She wants people who can help her bring forth her message and to also get control of those even younger than her so she can mold them the way she wants. Another singer is A-list, Lady Gaga, and she's just pure evil. She goes about it in an entirely different way. She's all about destroying the careers of people who get in her way. She will ruin their lives if they don't support her. She corrupts everything she touches and she relishes in it.
I really hope Beyoncé and Lady Gaga give us Telephone Part 2.
I can't handle that they haven't. I can't believe they've never performed that song together.
That's insane.
Like, not at the Super Bowl, not at Coachella. And it seems like if they were going to do it, the opportunity has already, like...
Oh, yeah, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, which sucks.
This is the blind of 2020. This A-list singer/wannabe actress has her team pressing full-time to try and force the hand of a movie studio to cast her in a role. The studio really doesn't want her. And that is Lady Gaga trying to get onto the movie Bullet Train with Brad Pitt.
And it says that Lady Gaga and Brad Pitt may make a movie together and probably tabloid headlines. She would have milked that. Oh my God.
Do you think Brad said no?
I wouldn't be surprised.
He tries to be more low key.
And I don't think many actors take her seriously.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like, well, look at how she acts during award season. They're like, we'll let Bradley deal with all that.
Yeah. Get your girl. She's holding her chest and crying again. We're now in 2021. This A-list actor / singer, Jared Leto, who is currently making the life of this actress / singer, Lady Gaga, filming The House of Gucci, even more miserable than she was prior to the events. And this was when her dog was stolen of the week. Refused to do an interview with this magazine, W Magazine, unless they included a photo, the photographer being Jürgen Teller, of him in front of a tree, which is kind of their trademark.
That's just Jared Leto treating Lady Gaga like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So the next blind is trigger warning. It's about sexual assault, so trigger warning. I'm not sure why this A-list singer / sometimes actress is revealing that personal story now and not when the other A-list one-name singer really needed her to. The one-name singer would have won her case. So Lady Gaga came out and said she got pregnant after being raped by Dr. Luke. And she waited to come out and say that. And Kesha was really upset because, again, it's almost like, obviously that's her trauma. She needs to go through that and deal with it. But for Kesha, she was probably like, that's too little too late type of thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that's so hard to, like, you know how to navigate that. Just all of it.
Yeah. It's all just, I'm not going to even dive into it.
Yeah. There is a huge feud right now between this former reality star, Jennifer Hudson, turned Oscar winner, and this A-list singer, Lady Gaga, turned Oscar winner. Their respective teams are trashing each other in the tabloids.
Do you think Jennifer Hudson would be a good episode? She's been like in a few of our episodes.
Yeah, that'd be super interesting, actually.
She also has a crazy life. Remember all that stuff that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she like ended up with the guy from I Love New York.
Yeah, they're divorced now, but yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name? Punk or something? It was this A-plus list, mostly movie actor who wanted no part in working with this A-list singer / sometimes actress. He thought it would cheapen the movie. And that's Brad Pitt getting Sandra Bullock to replace Lady Gaga in the movie The Lost City of D. He said, nope.
Ah, that's hilarious. The kind of publicity hitting this A-list singer / wannabe actress is exactly the kind that will damage her potential Oscar campaign. She needs to write a big check and get the guy to stop talking. And that's Lady Gaga. And it says, injured dog walker Ryan Fisher, Lady Gaga's dog walker Ryan Fisher feels abandoned and begs for donations.
Yeah, that was bad. That was not a good look.
That was really bad.
Yeah, that was not a good look for Lady Gaga. The star-studded lineup begins a press junket complete with red carpet premiere. Unfortunately, one of the plus ones there believes this is a premiere just for her. Just like the overambitious wife of the male lead, his real-life wife is using the event to try and get press by standing next to the A-lister in most of his photo calls. She's had a big makeover too. She demanded to be dressed similar to the fashion elite at the event who don't have to ask for couture. This is her first film project where she has more than a few lines after more than a decade of trying to break in. The New York-based former Uptown Girl was listed as a co-star since 2019 when the film wrapped. Released to the media today, it was announced the film would be in theaters in 2022, and now is calling her one of the stars. Remember, we told you she's been demanding her A-list husband help with her career. Now he has to pay the price for her being quiet. Never fear, his personal team, including his groomer, will always be within 20 feet of him to keep the couple on their best behavior, since the couple had major slip-ups last award season. Now, that is for House of Gucci, Lady Gaga, Adam Driver, Joanne Tucker being the real-life wife of Adam Driver.
And then this is the last bite of 2021. Dealing with the pill addiction of this A-list singer slash sometimes actress has been quite the juggling act the past few weeks. All right, so we're now entering 2022. This A-list singer who doesn't want to sing any longer and just wants to act was wasted out of her mind at a recent gathering of actresses. And that was her celebrating her SAG Award nomination with a flawless no makeup selfie on Instagram.
Now, I know you love Kirsten Dunst. Mm-hmm. Did you watch all of them together?
Oh, yes.
So guys, I don't even know what you, I guess you would look up like SAG nominated actor. You wouldn't, I don't know what you'd look up. Anyway, Lady Gaga's like, you know, when you're drinking fake alcohol and you feel drunk, and Kirsten's face is fucking hysterical.
It's amazing. It was like such a, like, this is what it's like when nobody's around kind of thing.
Yeah.
People snickering at her because she's saying some dumb, pretentious shit that no real actor ever says.
No, and Kirsten Dunst is a legend for that.
Right, because that's a fucking actress.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the A-list mostly movie actor who found his foil has found his foil in this A-list singer slash sometimes actress. She's perfectly willing to go after a group of fans who hate the actor. And that's Lady Gaga standing up for Jake Gyllenhaal and going against the Swifties. As a longtime Swiftie, that was fucking stupid the way everyone reacted to All Too Well. Like, we knew about that album a billion years ago, okay?
Right. I know. It's always like the most recent thing in people's minds is what they react to.
Yeah.
There's no like nuance. Like you said, that song is so old.
It's so old. And unfortunately, now it's not like a Swiftie's little treasure. Everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
But where's the scarf, Jake? Shut the fuck up.
I know. Like, this man has lived 30 lives since then. So is she. Like, honestly. And he's in on it.
Yes.
Come on. You can't think that this man is not in on this world-dominating press tour about him on this album. Come on. Or on this song. Like, so stupid.
I feel ya.
This A-list singer slash sometimes actress had a party planned for her closest friends to celebrate. Everyone thought she was a lock for a nomination. And that was when she thought she was going to get nominated for an Oscar for House of Gucci. And this A-list singer slash sometimes actress has low-key stalked the one-name permanent A-list singer forever. So it isn't a shocker that she keeps getting procedures done to look like her. Is it for the movie? Is she going to start adopting children too? And that's Gaga and Madonna. I don't believe that. She's getting work done to look like her. Can't break.
This is a fun blind. I don't think this reality star, who is married to a reality star, would have had much of a music career. That being said, the A-list singer slash sometimes actress has sabotaged the career of at least one other singer. That one ended up dead. Ah! So that is when Heidi and Spencer tried to say that Lady Gaga stole their music and shut down Heidi's music career. Listen, Heidi did do a song that Lady Gaga ended up recording. Do I think that derailed Heidi's music career? No. And also the, apparently like people think that Lady Gaga had something to do with a singer, Lena Morgana, dying.
Yeah.
Do you remember someone in the audience brought that up to us and we were like, what? Or you knew about it.
Yeah, I wasn't like that, girl. Don't put that on me. I'm just kidding. I knew she's murdered. Yeah, I'm just joking. But no, people think that she's murdered. Basically, if you don't know, there's this girl that she used to be friends with before she was famous. They were really good friends. They used to like work together on music. This girl literally looks like Lady Gaga. She looks like the Fame era Lady Gaga. And the girl mysteriously, when she was like about to pop off in the music industry, quote, fell off of a roof and died. And the girl's mom has always said she knows for sure that Lady Gaga had something to do with her death or hired someone to kill her daughter because she wanted to take her music and take her image and likeness and make it her own. And then mysteriously, Lady Gaga changed her entire image. And in her music video for Paparazzi, like there's a part in the video where she gets like thrown off of a roof. And a lot of people think that it's her like making an art version of this girl dying, which is like, if that's true, horrific.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's bad. This Satan-loving artist, Maria Abramovic, said the A-list singer / A-list actress stole her ideas and rituals without credit or compensation. This would be a crazy lawsuit. She did. She went through a whole, her like little art, doing weird art house videos and shit. She was just copying this woman. And then this is the last blind. Judging from what the flowering financial institution has to say, everyone comes to her when they have a question about satanic rituals. Apparently the A-list singer / A-list actress is a blood drinker. And that's Azealia Banks and Miss Lady Gaga.
Whew. Well,
so that was Lady Gaga.
That was Lady Gaga. Is Lady Gaga rotted?
I don't know if I could say that she's I don't know if I could. I just said she murdered someone. I'm like, I don't know. Like, she's only murdered and stole people's careers and likeness. And I don't know. I don't know if I could say she's any more rotted than just like a regular, like deluded female pop star.
So I think she has a bit of rot on her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also delusional.
Yeah.
So that makes it like a different brand that we haven't really like covered yet.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's not just like straight up.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of something else going on too. But yeah, I'm going to say she's a bit rotted, quite a bit rotted.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that there's like, I think that her and Madonna obviously have so many things in common, but like the number one thing that they have in common is their origin story and just like how hard they fought to like be, you know, like stop at nothing, New York City, dollar to your name, that whole thing. And I guess when I look at her, I just think like, I just see her as like a female pop star who's like maybe started off a certain way, but now she's like completely just gone. Like,
mm-hmm.
She's not tethered to reality at all. She's completely fucking out of her mind, especially having lived as like 100 million different people, you know, over the past like 15 years or whatever. Like,
yeah,
she's nuts.
Yeah, for sure. You know?
She's fucking out of her mind.
And we just want to remind everybody, we have live shows coming up: Nashville, Denver, Philly, DC, Minneapolis.
Yeah, come to our live shows and clink glasses with us and listen to us do this on stage and laugh, and it's very, very fun.
I know last week we ended with advice. Should we do it again, Troy, or no? No advice this week, or should we?
No, it's your turn.
My turn to give advice? I guess my advice for this week is feel what you want to feel and really lean into those feelings. Mm. And however you're processing everything that's going on in the world, that's okay. You can process this any way you need to. And I feel that way about anything though. Like whenever you're feeling something, don't think you're acting dumb or dramatic or anything like that. Like, you know, you have to be at least aware,
yeah.
But let yourself feel that for a little bit. Like me, I spiral, Troy knows, but I let myself spiral for like a day and then I try and reel it in.
That's really good advice.
Yeah, because if you don't let yourself feel it, then it's just going to be built up. And the next time you get emotional, it's going to be worse.
That's really good. My advice on our Patreon was to clean your butthole. So that was amazing advice.
Yeah. and do that.
Well, we love you guys very much, and we will see you next week.
Thank you guys just for like taking time, you know, and kind of, we hope you're able to laugh a little bit, and yeah, we'll see you next week.